From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your culture calendar sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. It's the second of 3 weeks for Waitress, the musical at Mill Mountain Theater, the trials and travails of three waitresses as they search for happiness and maybe love. Waitress was a movie first, then became a Broadway play. Stevie Morgan is the choreographer for Waitress at Mill Mountain Theater and is also in the ensemble on stage.
I think anyone can take away the main themes of renewal. That's something that we've really been focusing on. At no matter what point in life you're at, what can you make of your circumstances? There are some heavy hitters in there that will definitely bring a tear to your eye, but overall, like, there are so many fun moments that will have you laughing.
At Attic Productions in Fincastle, Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility comes to the stage for two weekends beginning next Friday, March 27th. Angela McNeil is the director.
Some of their lines are very poignant. I mean, they had humor. They had sarcasm. Obviously, it looked and sounded a little bit different back then, but the lines are punchy when you actually get to hear what these characters really think about each other.
Looking ahead, especially if you need tickets, multi-platinum country music artist Jordan Davis will play at Elmwood Park on Thursday, May 22nd to kick off the Budweiser Summer Concert Series lineup from Downtown Roanoke Incorporated. DRI has also announced two other concerts for its Summer Concert Series, also with a country music flavor, Billy Currington with Kip Moore in July and Tyler Hubbard in August. Joya Garris is with DRI.
Tyler Hubbard has 22 hit singles, and he was part of Florida Georgia Line, which has tons of awards, so that's really exciting. And then, you know, Billy Currington, in his own right, is extremely successful. He's had 12 number one singles.
Another sign the outdoor season is approaching, the Salem After Five concert series will be back at the Salem Farmers Market beginning on April 25th with Empty Bottles, the yacht rock and local cover band. At Five Points Music Sanctuary this Friday, Floyd Fest On the Rise favorite Sex Brews, Fat Laces with a hip-hop tribute on Saturday at Five Points, a death metal night at the Spot on Kirk this Saturday, the Sarah Hanahan Quartet and the Jazz Club at Jefferson Center also this Saturday. A free performance from the fourth graders who studied with Southwest Virginia Ballet Artistic Director Pedro Zelay in the Dance Español program at five Roanoke City Public Schools this year at the Berglund Performing Arts Theater this Wednesday at 6 p.m., joined by junior dancers from the Southwest Virginia Ballet. And A Taste of Floyd this Sunday at the Floyd Center for the Arts, bringing together some of the best locally owned restaurants in a fundraiser for the Arts Center. See floydartscenter.org for tickets. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR culture calendar.
Hello, this is Sandra Meitaler, Executive and Artistic Director of Roanoke Ballet Theatre. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. Roanoke Ballet Theatre features a professional company and ballet school and is dedicated to enrich the soul of the community through the beauty of dance. Learn more about us at roanokeballet.org.